El Paso Kids & Co. is looking for a new home. The owners of the building that housed them on Texas Avenue have decided to go in a different direction, so Kids & Co. is searching for a new facility. Kids & Co. needs the community's help in looking for a new home and in helping to fund its youth programs. Here to tell us about their search for a new place and how we can help is Stella Gutierrez of Kids & Co. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having me.
So, Stella, you all have been around since 1988, is that correct?
Correct.
And since then, you've had quite the journey, so I figured we should talk about all of your homes.
Well, Kids & Co., you know, we were very fortunate, and Jen Wolf founded the organization when she was president of the El Paso Playhouse. She thought it would be cool to have a place where both adults and children learn together. But then through funding and stuff, it was just actually an arm of the Playhouse. So we were under the Playhouse in 1988. Then the company went to Sunland Park Mall, where they offered us a facility to use. They offered us one of the storefronts, and that was when they were first being built. So it was a good opportunity for the community to get to know them, and a good opportunity for the community to know us as well.
And it was probably nice then, no, because it was brand new, everything.
It was. I wasn't there at the time, but from what I understand, it was great because the parents could leave their kids at the theater, and then the parents would go shopping, or they'd go get coffee, or, you know, they could do a lot of different things. And it was really cool that the mall had offered us the space. You know, they paid the utilities. Everything was paid for.
That's so nice.
So it was a great gift to the community. But then management changed. So 10 years later, they decided that they needed to use the space for something else. And we had to find another home, and it was at the annex of the Plaza Theater. So that was kind of cool because the kids got to perform at the Plaza Theater. I mean, there was some holes in the ceiling, but it was still a performance at the Plaza Theater. But
this is important to say. I mean, it was before it was renovated. We were just talking. There was a San Francisco Grill down there.
Right.
And kind of the old configuration.
It was a little spooky because you drive up there and everything was boarded up. But we only did our Christmas shows there. But we did the rest of the shows in the annex, which was there with San Francisco, above the San Francisco Grill.
Yeah.
And where the Bridge Gallery used to be. And it was a great big open space. It was kind of like a loft, a theater loft. But it was really cool. And we had like a little black box. And that's when I came in. We did the very last show. My son was 10 at the time. He did the very last show there. And it was pretty cool, and it was a nice space. But then they had to renovate the plaza, so we had to find another space, and it was at Radford. Radford had us for a year and a half, and then we found our home on Texas Street. We had been there since, I think, 2004.
So a good chunk of time, almost 10 years?
Yes, over 10 years.
Over 10 years, actually.
Correct.
So what's happening now as far as finding your new home?
Well, we've had some offers, and we've had offers for help, offers for, well, come take a look at our space. It's only $5,000 a month.
You're
and it's like,
well, we're kind of a community arts group.
And it was like $2,000 was a big stretch for us. I don't think we can do five. But it's been nice that the community has taken an interest. And, you know, I met with Joseph Viescas of the Boys and Girls Club, and he said that he's run into a lot of people who have told them that, you know, that they owe a great deal to us for the influence that we've had in their lives as kids. So I was going, oh, well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And so because he had offered us some space, at least, goes, if you need storage or whatever. So, you know, we've gotten offers for help from different sources. And even First Presbyterian has stepped up and asked and offered to help us. And so I think we're in negotiations to see if maybe that would be a good place to house us, at least for the short term.
And in the meantime, are your programming still going on, your youth classes and all of that?
Our last classes ended, and the library was really great because they helped us out. And so we got to do the tail end of the library at the downtown library.
Oh, nice.
And we got to have our little showcase there in the auditorium. So we still gave them a little theater experience, even though our costumes and all of our stuff is in storage. But we got to go into a theater, and their kids got to do their showcase. And so Paso Public Library people, you need to go get your library card.
It's true. They're super helpful and very accommodating. And the auditorium is really nice.
It is. And it's downtown. So it was good. It was a good experience. Even amidst all of this stuff that we're going through, all these challenges,
right,
there has been a lot of good things happening. And right now we're rehearsing out of Bethel Family Ministries in Alabama. We're paying rent, but they let us start our program and keep on going. It's been a godsend. So we're rehearsing Cinderella, which we do intend to open in May. We don't know where, And we don't know exactly what dates, but they're rehearsing for it and they're getting ready.
Sometime in May, you'll see Cinderella by Kids & Co.
Yes, but then the kids are working really hard. It's been cast. And we're hoping that that'll start us in a positive new direction.
So how can we as the community help you out?
When we were asked to leave the space on Texas Street, we were already kind of financially strapped, although we were meeting all our financial obligations. But in packing, you know, we were packing 12 years of stuff, and it was just a lot of stuff that we were going through, so we didn't get to fundraise. So we do have a little bit of debt that we need to, you know, some of the utilities that we need to close up on and make it clean. So we need help in trying to do that. And as I said, we do have a lease, that we are paying rent at Bethel, so we need to give them their April rent. And we do have Prices funding coming in, but it hasn't gone through just yet.
It's that awkward time where you know it's there, but it's not here right now.
Exactly. And so any donations that the community can give us to support our programming would be great. No matter where we go, we're going to need to make it a theater-type experience.
Right.
Because even at Bethel, it's a gym, so we still have to supplement it with some lights and microphones. And if we go to a church, we still have to sort of convert it into a sort of theater experience. And we did that at Glassbox. Glassbox also came to our rescue, and we had our show, our Company of Wayward Saints, and we put in our lights, we put in our sound. And it was actually quite a nice little theater experience there.
And the place lends itself for, it brings out the resourcefulness, I think, in every artist, you know, just the way it looks, the way it's put together, the spirit behind there.
Right. And I tell our technical director, who's also a student at UTEP, he did the sound design for King Lear.
Mm-hmm.
I tell him, you know, if you can make a theater out of a glass box or out of a church, you can basically make a theater out of anything.
Anywhere, anything.
Exactly. Just give us a big empty room and we'll make it a theater.
So speaking of a big empty room, what does your ideal space look like? What, in your dream scenario, what would you have?
You know, it would be ideally a theater with like 150 seats. Of course, going in a slope, sort of like a theater. You know,
oh, right, theater-style seating.
And, maybe a four-foot-high stage. Well, maybe not so high, three feet. And, you know, room for dressing rooms, room for green room. Awesome, great sound equipment,
nice.
So our kids can sing, and space to build. And of course, maybe an extra room to have classes in. It's sort of cool. I mean, we're still open to it. When we, right before we did all this, we were approached by David Duran from the Ballet Center.
Mm-hmm.
He, you know, he closed his studios, but then he came up to us and said, maybe we can work something out, and I'd like to start working out at Kids & Co. And we thought, oh, great, that would be fabulous. And then all of this stuff happened, so that kind of stopped. So I'm hoping to incorporate other...
Those options are still there, though,
exactly,
right? I mean,
who's
to say you all maybe couldn't share a rent in an ideal space that he could use for dance,
right,
and you all could
exactly.
use for theater?
And in a funny way, it sort of supplements itself. I mean, you know, we can use dancers, and maybe our kids can teach them
That's
a little
true.
Bit of
That's true. Then you get into
theater.
The triple threat action there.
Right.
And why
right.
not?
Right, exactly. So... We still have that open to us, I think. So I still think we have a lot of growth to do, and I'm very positive, and I think that the community really needs Kids & Co.
Absolutely.
And I think we'll be okay. It's just going through these speed bumps that's a little bit
Well, and it's not like you haven't been through it before, and each time it seems like you all come out of it better. I mean, just talking about the progression and how you
Yes,
all were,
it's just
so.
It's just okay. If it's like, okay, just focus on today. If you can make it through tomorrow, and you think that way every day, then you go like baby steps and move forward. It's just kind of hard.
Yes, but it's happening. It's happening.
Right,
kids
right.
are practicing. They're putting together Cinderella. And when we know where it'll be performed, we'll let everybody know here.
And what's so cool is that the kids' enthusiasm for theater, no matter where they are,
uh-huh.
is infectious. They, as long as they're performing and they know there's a show down the road, they're doing okay.
And that's the beauty of it. You all have it. The show hasn't stopped.
No, it hasn't. It's kept on moving forward. And we're still making plans for summer camp. And our teachers are lined up. Our teachers are lined up. Our dates are lined up. We just need to have that space.
Right. It's a detail. But, right. You know, talk about a beautiful life lesson to the kids, you know? You hit the stumbling block, but the show's going on. Everybody's practicing. Everybody's doing their thing. They're still performing. There's more to it than theater. I mean, as a whole at Kids & Co., there's more to it.
Oh, yeah. Theater. And the kids all come out of it. They come out, they're more confident. Our costumer calls it the land of misfit toys because all of our kids are a little bit different. But when they're together, they get along together. And everybody loves each other. So it's pretty cool.
Well, we wish you the best in finding a new home. If we wish to make a donation, do we do that online?
The best way right now is to give us to send it to our P.O. Box, which is El Paso Kids & Co., P.O. Box 971333, El Paso, Texas 79997. We are building a website right now. One of our kids is building it for us, Alex Melendez. So shout out to Alex Melendez. Mm-hmm. And we'll have that online as soon as it's up.
Okay, great. So for now, if you want to support Kids & Co., be sure to send them a donation to that P.O. Box. Do you mind saying it again?
P.O. Box 971333 and El Paso, Texas 79997.
All right. Well, we wish you the best, Stella. I know it's going to happen. If the kids are practicing, the show must go on.
Absolutely.
And we'll have you back when we hear of your new home and your next performance.
Awesome. I look forward to being back.
Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you for inviting me.